Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Latif.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam.
You're joined by some wonderful, brilliant young minds, Ebony Trotter and Marlon Nehu, students at the Illinois Media School. And they also have a radio show. And we have a chance to really get some cutting-edge information about today's communicators and how they are literally changing the world by reaching out and giving us that future perspective that we need to understand. So we welcome them to the Female Solution.
Thank you so much for having us. Grand rising to you, Naima. It's a pleasure to be on this platform. I love that you have StreamYard. That's probably, you know, the best way to get messages out nowadays to millennial and youth is through, you know, broadband connections, social media, promotion. So I'm so grateful and honored to be here.
Yes, well, it's an honor to have you. So, Brother Kareem, we also explained them about American Muslim 360, you know, an entire radio network that is the largest Muslim radio station in the world. Internet radio has connected us in ways that we could not have imagined just decades ago. And so now that we have the millennial generation on that's taking communication to another level, I want to take a look at some of the that perhaps may change. One of our objectives, and as you heard the commercial earlier, our objective is to see the world actually transformed. And as you say, in the next 50 years, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. And so when we launched this show, our focus was to plant the seeds that would develop into that new mindset where we no longer saw each other as strangers to be feared or enemies to go to war against. So let me start out asking this question. And Ebony, I'll start with you. And, of course, women are making such strides in ways that generations ago, you know, we just did not even fathom having the power to speak and speak boldly. But Ebony, let me ask you this question. First of all, what inspired you to get into the field of communication?
Wow. Person, Ms. Naima, thank you for having us on. When I was, I don't know, in elementary school, middle school, all that, I was just a talker. So media seemed to be a great outlet for me. I used to sing in church, and my grandma always used to tell me, like, oh, you just got to do something, you know? You have a voice, and you have a message, and you want to share it with others. So you have to find the best avenue.
Naima, it's not clear. We can hardly hear what is being said on this end. I'm not sure if it's a volume issue or a connection issue.
I'm sure I turn my volume. It might be a connection issue. I mean, it's clear on my end, but it could be a volume issue. Can you hear me okay?
Okay.
I can hear you okay.
All right. I've put the microphone a little closer, so maybe that might assist. And that's one
is
of the...
Is this a little better?
Unmuted. That's better. So, you know, this is part of our growth process and figuring out what adjustments need to be made as we work all these multiple platforms. And I'm sure a lot of that's what you all learn, even in the Illinois Media School, being able to figure out how to best work with all of the opportunities that we have, being both visual and audio and, you know, all the different wires have to be connected and the internet and everything, bandwidth has to be right. So that's all part of the system.
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes it can be challenging.
Don't bump into the wires.
Yes.
Right.
I have disconnected the whole show one time. I actually rolled my chair back and disconnected the computer, knocked out the phone cord, and it was horrible. But
that sounds like episode 17 of the radio show. So the radio show is our show that we have on the Schools Network, Be On Air, and sometimes we've had that sound engineering issue. So one episode we had, the beginning, we bumped into the soundboard, and all the sound just went, So we had to maneuver our way and try to figure out how to plug in our intros and our little segment pieces. So it was definitely a learning experience, but it was well warranted because we got to learn a little bit more about the communicative aspect of, you know, social media and the wires that may be.
Well, you know, every mistake teaches you something, and I've made so many different mistakes in the process. We've been on this show since 2012, and I think I've made every mistake possible. So as I train new hosts, I can always give them warnings. Well, don't do this. Remember to do that. You know, but the good thing is that as you learn, you get better, and then you're ready for the next thing that comes along that you can master as well, because it took a while for us to master the visual platform after we'd been, you know, just being able to be heard all those years. And so you gotta kind of be like an octopus, you know, just handle all the different things simultaneously. Yes, and still keep smiling and talking to your listeners and your viewers.
That's the art of being a communicative creator. You're always multitasking, but you're not letting the audience know that you're maneuvering around. So, you know, it's very insightful to have that knowledge. And I know Ebony is really great at that. Ebony, why don't you tell them about your multitasking?
Yeah, I saw Ebony handling camera and all of that. So, yeah, so you do the video. So you do the video as well as you host and all that stuff.
We do the videos. We stream live on Facebook. We do an after show. We stream live on Instagram. And then, like Marlon said, we're live on air. So we do evolutionpop.com, and that's the way you can hear us live on the air, on the radio. And if you miss our episodes, Marlon set up a great system for us. So we have an anchor as well. So then it kind of transitions into from a radio show to a podcast as well. So if you ever miss it, you're always able to check it out later. And I don't know, it's just been a great way to, you know, reach others in so many different aspects and so many different avenues. We edit the videos and put them on YouTube. So we just try to take advantage of all of those things there.
Yes. And even though things happen in real time, because shows are archived, podcasts can be heard anytime, all day. So it's like the time is always now. You know, you can listen to it now. Whatever now is, you can always hear it. And that changes things as well, because you understand that things are always happening and you're always living in the present, even though things might have been past. So it changes even your perception of time in a real sense. And so it's really fascinating, especially if you speak to someone who's in a different time zone. And we had this experience when I traveled to Japan and did an interview with a gentleman there, and it was 9 p.m. there at the time that the show started at 7 p.m. here. So I had one of my crew members handling the engineering part of it. And, you know, we were able to talk in real time back and forth. But it reminds you that communication is so instant. There's no reason for us to ever misunderstand each other. We can talk directly. We can talk face to face. And one of the reasons why we start out the show with speaking in multiple languages is to remind us that we're speaking to people around the world, many who are speaking different languages, but we're all one human family.
And that's so, actually something we incorporated with the outro that we have on our show, just because the diversity, like you said, and the outreach, you can talk to anybody at any time, go on our outro. It just has, you know, different or goodbye in different languages.
Oh, see, great minds think alike. We do the same thing. We say thank you in like 16 different languages. Say thank you. So the more we can speak to each other, the more we don't see each other as strangers. So now, have either of you traveled abroad, studied abroad, been outside the United States?
So I'm originally from Haiti.
Ah.
So I know there's a lot of things happening over there, and I pray for them daily. But I've been to Haiti. I've been to the Bahamas. Where else did I go? Puerto Rico. My parents have been to France. I was supposed to go to France, but during the timing, I was still in school, so I missed out on the Eastern European or the European aspect. But I have cousins that are in Switzerland that I've studied abroad, so I know, you know, the atmosphere that is there. But I love traveling. Traveling is one of the most amazing things that you can do. So, you know, us as a community, we need to start getting passports. You know, a lot of us don't really see the value in having a passport, but with the passport, you have a pass for all the courts in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it allows you to become cultured. We're missing that aspect, I feel, in some respects. We need to become cultured, and we need to have respect for other nations that have come before us, because, you know, we're like a melting pot. And once the diversity comes together, we're unified.
I think that's fantastic. So, Corinne, did you have any questions for our guest?
Oh, yes, most definitely. First off, I want to extend the greetings of peace to our guests, and we are grateful for the technical skill that you are sharing with us. I can identify with the coming into new mediums of broadcasting. I was given a broad training for what I do. But then there's always things that come up that's unexpected, you know.
Yeah.
So I've learned how to on the job training.
Mm-hmm.
Here at American Muslim 360, we're utilizing the 24-hour streaming broadcast, you know, the podcast partner, and we also are reaching into other countries, Brazil, the Caribbean, and a businessman was doing business in China, and it was nighttime in China, and here on American Muslim 360, we have a broadcast of Share Your Jummah, that is the congregational prayer, obligatory congregational prayer that we attend each Friday. And this businessman, I don't know, just out of curiosity, it was night in China.
Mm.
He tuned in to AM 360. And he heard the Juma, the universal prayer, the broadcast over AM 360, and he was so appreciative for that that reach and that communication. So we are speaking into the universal construct, you know, and I share with you the multitasking. Sometimes the audience is not aware, but we are assessing public service announcements. We're looking at the call-in board. We are looking at what we are presenting, and it requires foresight. Foresight to set up for, you know, what you plan in your broadcast. So even prior to broadcaster. The audience needs to know that there's a lot of preparation that that happens before all of us come on air. There's we set up for that, and sometimes it doesn't always work the way you have planned it.
Cover it up.
Yeah. So we have to be nimble on our feet, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm anxious to hear more of the technical side, because I'm learning and I'm taking notes as I hear what you are presenting. And this is a wonderful experience. Almighty God, a best of this, to be able to be in contact with each other in different time zones, countries, platforms. And I see this here for me. I see every platform that is giving a progressive, enlightening view. I see us as one media.
Yeah.
As one media. You know, we support one another, we encourage one another, and it is one voice going out, you know, encouraging humanity to reach a better circumstance or situation. And you are of a different generation than I am. I'm 73 years old, so I'm here to learn from you. Praise be to Allah. So I'll close with that. It is so good to hear from you.
We're digital now, Kareem, and I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
It's such an inspiration to be a part of, you know, a broadband network. You know, being a millennial, we grew up with the tech savviness, you know, right at our fingertips. So it just goes to show you that we are just such an advanced society that nowadays you can click a button and you get all the news that you want.
Yeah.
And like you said, they prepared that news article so well that you get the information concise, clear, and right there at your fingertips. So I love how you said that you want to know more about how, you know, we prepare ourselves. I know Ebony has a great answer for that with her and her scripting. She does all the scripting for the show. So Ebony, tell them how you prepare for Friday shows with the script.
Well, Friday shows, I usually start the script. I take content from all week. So we try to make it a good start to the weekend. And our show is like a jamboree or a potpourri of topics. So pop culture, horoscope, food, things in Chicago. But not just the surface level, just trying to find, you know, the more philosophical side of things and trying to dig a little deeper. So I'm looking in that and doing the preparation for that. It does take a couple of days, but it's fun. You know, it's not like it's work, because the radio show is something that is very near and dear to my heart. And I don't know, just all the work that goes into it doesn't really feel like work. The preparation, you can ask Marlon, I'm pretty crazy when we get into the studio. Don't touch buttons. I got this. Could you print this out? Yeah. But it's just because, you know, I want our viewers and our listeners to be able to get the best content possible. I always say on the show, you know, we wouldn't have a radio show if we didn't have you guys. So, the live stream, my grandmother is, you know, in her upper 70s, and over the years, you know, we've got the blessing of being able to be a part of the transition of digital media from, you know, regular media, and being able to help her with that. She gets to watch us live on Facebook. If she misses it, you know, I taught her how to use apps.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a learning process for everyone, and it's all fun.
Yes, it is. You know, now this is one thing that I've observed. A lot of seniors, especially if they don't have a computer in their home, it can be really challenging for them to kind of keep up with things. And I noticed that they have a lot of services where they'll say, well, you know, we'll email you this, or, you know, go online for that. And with a lot of seniors, that's like talking over their head. It's like speaking a foreign language. They're things happened so fast, and they were maybe retired by the time the technology really entered the workplace, so they don't have a clue about how to access things. And a lot of times they say, well, I guess I'll ask my grandson, or I guess I'll get my granddaughter, you know,
exactly.
Because they don't know how. So are you all finding yourself having to help elders with some maybe basic services that require you to use the Internet and they don't know how?
Well, not just elders, but even in the beginning of school, it's been so many years since I've been in school personally, and they did the same thing, you know, we'll email you this, or it's going to be online. And I was, Marlon's going to test. I was like,
what do I mean?
You guys have print paper for me? Can I write this down somewhere? I don't know, just, like, again, the transition and just trying to make it work for everyone. I see how they use the digital media because, or the digital connections, I guess you could say, because it is beneficial, but it's definitely, it's a learning experience for everyone. My Nana sometimes is more proficient than I am, depending on what we're using or who we're talking to. She's a Skype queen.
Oh, that's
one of our old listeners is my grandmother. She's 85.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, my cousin helped her in terms of getting her on my radio station on Saturdays. But I just love that we have that grasp. We have that grasp on, you know, the baby boomers, the millennials, the Gen Zs. It really lets us know that we're doing our job. We're doing our content creating at the optimum level that we are, you know, functioning at. So when it comes to helping others in that realm of, you know, older generations, I love that because I get to show them how to use an iPhone, how to get on the app, how to, you know, assess their skill set and maybe use it to help another senior citizen. You never know. You'd be like, yeah, my grandson taught me how to do it. You just press this, and then you scroll down. You know what I'm saying? So it's very innovative to be creative in helping others try to listen on your content, whether it be a 2-year-old or 85-year-old woman in Haiti. So.
Wow. And even us coming to two different generations, Marlon, I'm not trying to date us or anything. He is a little bit older than me, but he's helped me with our iPhones, our Instagram pages. Oh, TikTok, I'm like,
you got to keep up with the times. And what helped me is that I have an 18-year-old sister in Iowa. So, you know, even though the transition of digital print and media has evolved, she's kept me on my toes with Instagram, with TikTok. So that's how I'm still young at heart with social media. Not to get a youngster. I might be grandpa now.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what you see in terms of the future of being able to really bridge the gap with so many people being able to see and hear each other worldwide. How can we take this and solve some of the problems that we have faced as a world community that perhaps before have led us to war? Maybe now we can talk about it and maybe work it out peacefully because we can talk about it. So we'll look at your views on that. And Brother Kareem, let me know if you have anybody on your switchboard that has pressed 1. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, call us 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we will certainly add your voice to the conversation or call us 515-605-9891. Again, press 1, and we will add your voice to this conversation you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with my co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And our guests today are Marlon Mayhew and Ebony Trotter of the Illinois Media School, some fantastic students that have a Friday radio show that you need to listen to. So tell us again the day and time of the radio show and how people can listen in.
Well, we have a radio show every Friday at noon. It's on evolutionpop.com. We also stream live on Facebook from my page, Ebony Jade, from the radio show page. We also go live for an after show on Instagram. And if you miss our show, you're more than welcome to catch us on Anchor.
Unmuted.
So we have all our episodes.
Okay.
Anchor.fm. yeah. But we definitely have, you know, a great show every Friday on our platform. We talk about anime. We talk about fashion. We talk about things that are happening around in Chicago. So our different segments really tailor to a vast audience. And our demographic is, you know, I would say 24 to 54 and beyond. So we definitely like to cater to a really wide range of people.
Well, that is excellent. Because one of the things that we're realizing is that now this pandemic has really, in a lot of ways, been a blessing in disguise for people who are in the communication field, because you have a captive audience. People are sitting in front of computers all day long because they have to work from home. And so we know that podcasts are getting more listeners. We know that
internet shows. YouTube is getting more listeners. Facebook, you know they're getting more viewers. So this is a great time to reach out to the world community. And it's a great time to put out a message that can change lives. So I am often frustrated at things people say when they talk about, say, immigrants. You know, they're hostile toward people from other countries. They're fearful. And I believe that now that we can learn more about other people's condition, of course, Marlon, you're from Haiti, you know, and we know Haitians have been going through a challenge for a while. And we need to understand more about what's happening so we can empathize. So how do you see yourself being able to possibly reach out as things happen? You know, we see hurricane victims, or we see survivors of floods and other kinds of catastrophes, or we see acts of war being discussed. How do you see being able to use your show, your medium of communication, to maybe talk to people who are on the ground in those situations and help those of us in America who are so far removed to really understand and empathize and perhaps even get our government to take different kinds of helpful measures in those situations?
Right. First off,
you know, Naima, if I may.
Really going in.
I'm sorry, Green, you were saying?
Yes, very briefly here. What has happened in Haiti, this is not the first tragedy of what has happened in Haiti. And being able to communicate the tragedies that have happened in Haiti, also being able to reach the broader universal community concerning the oppressive construct that has been placed on Haiti, whereby the Haitians fought for their freedom from under French colonial rule, and they won that freedom. And then the French government took Haiti to court. They sued Haiti for the property that the colonizers lost in that revolution. The court sided with the colonizers, and they have attached an apparatus of payment to the colonizers, which depletes and drains the resources and the productive benefit from the Haitian country. There's a large interest rate attached to that lawsuit, and they are yet paying that. So being able to say that universally, we pray that the universal community will relieve Haiti of that huge financial burden, and Haiti be able to use its finances and its resources to solidify that government. I just wanted to share that with us. That's something that has not been discussed, swept under the rug for decades. They are suffering under being victorious in their liberation. I'll stop right there. And we send our thoughts and our prayers, and inshallah, we need to send our money and our aid to help the Haitian people in this natural disaster called the earthquake. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that historic background as well, because a lot of people don't know
and are unaware of the history of what happened and the colonial aspect of, you know, because they don't understand why Haitians speak French. Well, you know.
Nice, right. A lot of people were like, they're taken aback when I je pense que c'est très bien parce que je suis né en Haïti. Although I say, what? That is a beautiful segue Mr. Hamid did for me. Like, he just literally depicted my country to the T. We are a vast population that has a resilient bone in our body. Like, that's like, the bone is right here. Resilient. And, you know, he said a lot of things that were very good for others to know. We are paying reparations to France that colonized us in 1804, and we beat them in a revolution war. So we are the first Black Republic, and I'm so honored to say that because we literally are the catalyst for every colored individual to know that you can do whatever you want. We are a revolution. The community is a revolution, and to bring forethought to the things that are happening in the world is what is needed. People are blinded by geography. They're blinded by history. They're blinded by, you know, their own self preservation, their shelteredness. So we do have to bring the information out there and have them have a vocal so that they can go to the alderman, go to a congressman, go to the higher ups and find out what are the resources needed to recalibrate Haiti and its efforts. Because this is not the first earthquake that's happened. This is not the first rebuilding effort that's happened. This is not the first opportunity of corruption. A large corruption aspect that needs to be broken down. And, you know, saying that out loud gives information to other people that are not corrupt that can go to Haiti and do the work and efforts that are needed and not have a greedy mindset of, oh, let me fill my pockets with the donations that are coming in. Let me actually buy a bulldozer. Let me actually pave the roads. Let me actually give these children that are on the street food that have not ate in the last 3 to 4 days. It's been a devastating decade, you know, for Haiti. Like, we can go on and on about that, but I'm saying in retrospect, we have to do our due diligence in giving information correctly in the right atmosphere, in the right sources, to the right people.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, we see a different attitude toward Haitian immigrants than immigrants from perhaps other countries, which has to do with ignorance, lack of understanding, lack of compassion, lack of knowledge of the history of what's happening there. So how do you see perhaps being able to tell the story from a perspective of a Haitian, maybe talking to a Haitian on your show, maybe having a Haitian who has some communication skills that can, I mean, everybody's got their own private camera now with a cell phone, being able to show visually what's happening. How do you see that as being able to sensitize people now that we have the technology to really, it's not just a matter of the big broadcast networks being able to bring us on the spot news of what's happening on the ground in these situations, but the average citizen can actually garner the means to tell the world what's happening. So how do you see that as maybe affecting how people will respond to individuals when they can hear and see what's going on and be told the history, as Kareem just said, you know, being able to educate people in a way they had not been told before? How do you think that's going to affect maybe their responses?
I feel as though it's going to it's going to heighten the sensibility and the you know, intrinsic value of helping others, because an immigrant comes here, they're already in fear for their life. So having someone that has been through traumatic experience, talk about what they've gone through on the front, you know, field lines or whatever on our show, that would be an impactful thing. You know, you would hear the emotion. You would feel the emotion from the person and actually, you know, destigmatize what, you know, what you think a Haitian is. And you can insert any culture in there. It doesn't have to be Haitian. It could be,
right.
You know, the Afghani government has been demolished. And you see the people's plight trying to get on that U.S. Air Force, you know, fighter jet, and then they're at a wit's end. And so we need to be mindful of these immigrants that come from these battered, traumatic experiences. And we need that, what is that called, this sanctuary that lets them come to this country and be what they are meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, creating a little platform in an intimate setting, not in a grand scale, you know, on Evolution Pod, on, you know, the female solution. We can bring that to people in an intimate setting and then watch it, you know, fester and flourish to an even bigger snowball effect of getting resources, getting doctors, getting dentists, getting people out there that need gear and help.
Mm.
The mayor here in St. Louis, she's a young African American, very progressive and very insightful. She have invited 1,000 Afghans that they can settle here.
Wow.
Now, I was riding with a friend of mine yesterday when that was announced. And my friend said, oh, they're going to be over here blowing stuff up. I was aghast at the lack of understanding. I had to share with that a person, you know, we do not have to worry about foreign terrorists. You know, these people, they need help. Our concern should be the actions of the domestic terrorists in this country.
Mm.
And my friend said, you are right. They was a victim of media, you know, of media. That
you
is
know,
just in the Islamic country, and they come here, they're going to blow stuff up. So I was able to enlighten that person.
I mean, it's sad because a lot of people, they have that fear because of what they see on TV, just like what the world just told about us, you know. All those people come over here and they gun shoot up everybody. I mean, that's what they believe about Black Americans. So we end up getting the same kind of distortion about other people, and this is why we need to be able to talk to each other. And that's always been my vision, to talk to the people that everybody's afraid of because the media has told them that these people are the enemy. And one thing I had envisioned in just coming out of college, my goal was to be a foreign correspondent. And Evan, I was going to ask you, because one of the things that we see a lot of times in different countries where there's war, there's violence, and, you know, very seldom do you see female reporters in those environments because, you know, sometimes it's dangerous and people have gotten killed. But there's a need, I think, for more female energy, being able to talk to people, to have that empathy, and to show, especially, we always say, if women talk to each other, we can work this thing out. We don't have to fight it out. We can talk it out. We can work it out. But we got to be able to talk to each other and not be afraid of each other. And that means being willing to listen and understand the other side. So now, if there were a part of the world where you felt like, wow, I'm saying maybe I can help, where would you see maybe being able to use your voice to make the kind of connections that would help us understand?
Well, personally, I'm a very open person. I am very big on building relationships, building bonds. I can't say that there is a person that I would ever be afraid of, just because we're all human. You know, we bleed the same blood. Like, that's a big thing for me. You know, I grew up in a mostly common, Caucasian town, and that's, like, it's not really a thing. I feel like knowledge is power. People are afraid because they don't understand, and it may not be because of a race or a state of immigration. It is more so, I believe, is because of lack of knowledge. You know, people don't understand, like you said, what people are going through. People don't understand and don't have the empathy for those people in those situations. So, I mean, personally, I just, what I've created the radio show for and like to use it for is just a platform for everyone. I always try to take out, I try to always keep out race and keep out anything that can create that sense of diversion or inclusion, you know. By staying away from those walls, I mean, it already brings everyone in, you know, and being able to talk about those situations, like what's going on in Haiti, and talk about those wars, but not about the negativity and all the deaths, but out of the, I guess you could say, I don't know, out of the people that are rising from those situations, out of those flowers that are growing in the rocks, if we can, like Marlon said, talk to those people and about their experience and feel what they felt and understand, I feel like the world would be a lot easier to live in, because people having that open realm of communication is a big thing. Like we discuss often, it's relationships, it could be in your home. You know, there you can have a home war in itself because of that miscommunication. Mm-hmm. But once you take the time to understand someone's strategies or understand what it is that gives them that fear or has them withdrawn, take the time, you know. If you notice that, break yourself down and be, I don't know, submissive to what the other person is saying to show that you really care. I feel like it's all really about actually caring and actually wanting to know about other people. If you have that feeling that you can change the world with just a smile, like if you have that feeling like I can do anything, I just have to create those bonds, like you have to create the best avenue to do it. And I don't know, I just try my best to make it an area where everybody can feel inclusive, where nobody has to feel any type of fear or any type of, you know, separation or anything like that.
That's a wonderful trait to have. Now, I didn't want to overwhelm you all with 2 hours of talking, but we do have an additional hour, and we have some callers that would like to speak to you. I don't know if your time permits, because you have class this morning you need to get to, or can you spend another half hour with us?
We have class this morning. We have time.
Oh, great. Well, if you can stay with us after the break, that would be fantastic. We've got calls on the line, of course, and if you're listening online and want to chime in, give us a call. 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1, so it lights your number up on our switchboard, and we know you have something to say. We'll open your mic and get your thoughts. I see Mama AZ on the line. I think you were going to ask me something earlier. Press 1 if you have a question you'd like to ask our guests. We're talking to Marlon Mayhew and Ebony Trotter of the Illinois Media School, and they are showing us the power of speech. So we certainly are looking forward to a new generation of communicators and people who are able to cross traditional boundaries and perhaps make new friends across the water, across land, across the globe, so that we can all be that one human family. So, again, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. If you're on our switchboard, please press 1 so we know you have something to say. We'll bring you into this conversation. And if you're watching us live on Facebook, of course, simply write in your comments, and we will share them with our listening and viewing audience. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us. And
constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
TV show. I'm Naima Latif, along with my co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we are live here with Marlon Nehu and
Unmuted.
Students at the Illinois Media School, where they are mastering the art of communication and this new technology, which is changing the world. So we've got a caller on the line that likes to speak. So let us hear. I'm going to open up the mic for area code 863-816. Give us the name of your calling from and your question or comment for our guest.
Yeah, LA, Central Florida. Yeah, I just want to throw out a stat out there, particularly, most people don't know it, and particularly communicators. In the United States, well, at least as of 2018, there were 19,495 incorporated communities around the United States. Out of that number, 14,768 had populations of below 5,000 people. And in my travels, a lot of those towns that have a population, which is the majority of the United States, a lot of those towns or communities didn't have any media outlets at all. I'll give you one example. Everybody's heard of Orlando, Florida, and Orlando, Florida has the Orlando Sentinel, which is their main paper. But just 6 miles outside of Orlando, there's a historic black township that's been around for over 100 years called Eatonville. But most people have never heard of Eatonville, even the blacks that live in Florida. Why? Because Eatonville doesn't have really any media outlets. So there's a bunch of towns all across the United States, numbering in the thousands, that don't have. So if you're an innovator or a pioneer mindset, you know, I would look at these smaller towns that have no media outlets and set up shop in those areas. Those are my comments.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
So what do you think about that? Maybe going to a place and starting a company where there's a need and where people would be more receptive because they don't have any outlets. What are your thoughts on that?
I find the challenge to be exciting. I feel like that type of situation could be very rewarding and very fulfilling just in the growth in itself. He said there's places with no type of media. So as, you know, those people that produce media, we have to find what media would best sustain that environment, you know, whether it be internet or broadcast or radio, and just expand on that. I mean, it leaves us with a new environment for testing. And like I said, that education that really builds those bonds, you know, starting in a place that that has no media, like you said, with such, I don't know, profound messages. Like there's a whole town that people don't know about. Like that's something that could really go speak volumes to a lot of people. And just expanding on the little things, you know. Each little piece makes a big picture. So
each little piece makes a big picture. That's true.
That was great. I would love to piggyback off that. You know, with LA saying that, you know, Eatonville has been around for 100 years and I haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, you know, eye-opening. It's like, hey, maybe we need to put a spotlight on Eatonville and, like you said, bring a production team down there and see what happens. We can bring employment to that community. You never know. There could be a talent that has just been sitting there for years that is, you know, waiting to break their media shell and, you know, so on and so forth. So that is a great way. See, this platform up here, you know, Solution, has allowed us to learn that information. So information, the transition of information is superfluous within broadband. So I'm loving this. I'm loving that we're having the meeting of the minds on a live stream and we're having live callers give us feedback on our content that we've created.
Yeah.
So this is amazing. It's
absolutely.
Full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. It really broadens the mind as to the opportunities. Now, one thing that I think can really be enhanced.
Naima?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, we have a resident of Florida on the line now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I wanted to inform you of that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Well, you know, that's one of the things that I think is helpful, in that now communication is so boundless, you can find out about the people that you didn't even know existed before and communities that you never knew existed. This is around the world that you never hear about. Now, there are places in the world where people live in such a way they don't need any money because everything is sharing and interaction and trading and service. And I've been made aware of communities like this, and I'm thinking, is it possible to take that level of trust and the spirit of service as opposed to let me benefit off of your suffering or your lack and exploit it, but thinking, how can I just give and then we just always give and receive and no one have to pay anybody anything because we're just all one community? And I've been made aware of communities like that. And I'm thinking, well, now that we can talk to each other, can we possibly create such an environment where everybody feels like they know everybody? So it's almost like everybody got a Facebook page. So it's almost like there are no strangers. Do you think it's possible with the technology that we have to really become friends over a distance? Can we maybe even translate that to the way we do business, the way we help each other, the way we trust each other, so that we can, like some of these smaller communities, actually live in a way where we don't need money, we just help our neighbors? What is your thought on that?
Naima, you know, I'm intrigued by what was shared about the community in Florida, even. Everyone that is listening to this broadcast now, well, not everyone, but the majority are listening by way of cell phone. It would not be necessary to go there and set up a big radio station or a platform. Just almost everyone has a cell phone. We are sharing information now. This is an educating platform. What our two guests are sharing with us, people are hearing that by cell phone. So it's just a simple the simple matter of informing the people of Eden. Give them the call-in number, you know, and they can access.
That's true.
And not only here, they can communicate with everyone that has a cell phone and listening in. So we have a resident here of Florida, as I mentioned earlier, on the AM360 board. She is the executive director of the Community-Wide Sugar Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can complete your thought, I anxiously wait to hear contribution to this.
Absolutely, yes. So,
shall I open up her line? Okay.
Is she ready to speak?
Error code 727309, Martha Naila Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam to everyone. Definitely to you, Imam Kareem, and Naima Latif, and our guests. Yes. Praise be to Almighty God. And they're being welcome to this process and the now and your involvement with media. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Central Florida, pretty much, but we're the thumbnail, we say, on the peninsula. Just directly to the point about media, and praise be to Almighty God, we would love to connect with you all as well through Naima and continue the media relationship. Yes, here in Florida, listening to our county officials and all, we're the third largest, as 21 million people plus, as the population continues to grow. And we're the fourth largest economy. But our rural community, our Central Florida rural area, actually, it's been stated, feeds a lot of the country. But the internet access is slowly entering those areas, and we've had to have marches and all for even health clinics and such right here in this beautiful state of Florida. The idea of internet as well as so that one can streamline and access to having cell phones, but people working in the rural areas are not so concerned with that as they're, you know, getting food on their table and clothes and being, you'd think, oh, Florida, let's go vacation. But yes, praise the Almighty God. I'll stop right there. It's growing, but it still needs expansion in those rural areas. That's from the farthest end of Florida to the central to the each end.
Yeah, I think that's one of the challenges that we have in one of the communities, the rural communities here in Illinois, Pembroke, where we've been trying to make these connections with a community of black farmers and, you know, getting direct food distribution to some of the struggling communities in the urban area. But the internet service isn't always as reliable, and that's one of the challenges that we have where rural residents may not have cell towers built where they live. And then there's so much concern about, you know, electromagnetic waves going through the air everywhere we live. How is this affecting our health? And yet the communication benefits that come from instant access to the internet, you know, it makes us figure out ways we can get the technology to those rural areas that don't get reached. And like LA was saying, you have some communities where they may not have anything, no radio, no TV, no internet. I think about, well, they're too young to remember Green Acres, where you had to crawl up on the phone, the telephone, to make a phone call. I remember that. Yeah, so, so yeah, so places is almost like that, you know, country. So, but as you say, most people have a cell phone, and that is where you can communicate instantly. So now that being said, let me ask our guest this, because I think one of the people that you all interviewed, I think she was a media buyer, and she was explaining how things have changed from the days when you had newspapers and magazines, and you had maybe a day delay, you know, when news happened, and then it's in tomorrow morning's newspaper. Well, now when news happens, it's instantly on your cell phone. Instantly, you find out what happened. And sometimes news gets put out there that might have some errors. So how much pressure is it on you to get things right the first time, get names spelled right, get facts right? Because once you put it out there, it's there. You know, you don't have time to review and correct because it's all thin, and people are getting it instantly on the device. They're carrying this communication device with them everywhere. Instantly, it popped up on their cell phone. So as a person in the communications industry, how much pressure is it on you to get the facts right the first time because it's too late once it gets out there? How do you make sure that happens?
I think doing research thoroughly and doing your due diligence prior to your live stream or your production, you should definitely do in-depth due diligence in finding out what the story is about. You know, what is the focal point of the story and how does it help others? Those are the three main things that I like to do when I'm bringing forth a story. And I feel as though that would always allow me to be concise, clear, and not bring false information. Because once you bring false information, you lose credibility. And so once you lose the credibility, your viewers might not always, you know, view you as credible. So you have to be steadfast in finding the right information, researching, and due diligence.
Mm.
That's my three tips.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of months ago, rumor that came out of nowhere that the mayor of this city was going to resign because of some big scandal, you know, on a personal life and all that. And it came across my phone, and, you know, I think it was my day to be on the show, to host the show. And I thought about mentioning it, and I said, well, no, let me wait, because, you know, I don't know for sure if this is true. And it was, even though, you know, it's been a major story, but then later on we found out it was false. And I'm thinking that all those people who repeated that rumor, and I don't even know the origins of it, might have been probably one of her political enemies that put it out there, but everybody who put that out there, as you say, they lost credibility. So it used to be, well, it must be true because it's in the newspaper. It must be true. Now people are, oh, it must be true, I saw it online. But, see, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, because anybody can put anything online. So when you research, how do you make sure that your sources that you use are credible and you're not repeating a rumor that someone started and just, you know, threw up on Facebook or, you know, Instagram or something and is just a lie, you know, fake news is just how do you double check and make sure?
Well, as broadcasters, it's our job to be respectful of the proper information. I think that's when it's our time to step up and do that research and find out what the real story is. We get excited about a lot of things. So on the segment, you know, I want to report things, but I will spend upwards to an hour if I have to find the proper information, because I don't want to end up telling my people, like Marlon said, losing the credibility. Because once you lose credibility, then you lose your audience and your message isn't as potent as it would be initially. So, you know.
Yes. Well,
you know, Betsy. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You know, Betsy desires to be the first to report.
Yeah, breaking news. Yeah.
That can be a big problem.
Yeah.
And I agree. It should be researched, and the legitimacy of our sources, you know, right? That's so important to do our homework.
Oh, absolutely.
Then, we have another caller on the line.
Yeah, we do check a lot of news sources, too. A lot of news sources are our best friends.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Definitely have to have sources that are inside track. So, I'm sorry, Corinne, you have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Erico 706627. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Muhammad Clemens, Georgia. And you're breaking up real good on, I don't know if y'all know that or not, but those of us who are listening, y'all got a lot of echo and everything in your background.
Okay, let me make sure I close all
the... Oh, now you sound clear now.
I do hear an echo.
But now my voice is echo.
Yeah. Are you listening from two sources? Do you have...
No, I'm sitting in my car. Sitting in my car in my yard. But anyway, you sound a little better when she was speaking at the echo.
Okay. I do hear a little bit of an echo. I'm trying to figure out if it might be coming. Ken, what you got trying to figure out?
I'll talk slowly.
Yeah, I am hearing an echo. So I don't know, but you might need to close a mic because his voice might be coming through on somebody else's open mic. Make sure Martha Nyla.
I'm sitting here by myself. Mm-hmm.
Martha Nyla is no longer with us.
Okay.
Muhammad, I'm the only one sure.
Okay.
You and
okay,
Muhammad
that sounds good.
The only one open.
Okay.
Okay, now it sounds a little better.
That's Muhammad from Georgia. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Anyway, it made me think about when you do your research, it made me think about the weather chasers and all of that mobile equipment that they have is a good vehicle to go to the urban communities for broadcasting and introduce them to the services that y'all are providing on 360, and also to interview the people there in those urban communities. They'll have a chance to talk to the world through y'all. So we're looking at generators, how to amp your power so that the telephone service that you have and bring into that urban area will have the pull-down power for clear communication with the urban community. And then once they see that you're coming there maybe on a regular basis to visit them and share with them the opportunity to touch more bases with the outside world or the inside world of their environment, then you can look at the funds that are available for 360 and other communication people who are willing to go out and make sure that the urban communities have the opportunity to stay abreast of the world event. And that will help them establish the type of lines and bounce off poles and things that they need to make their communication clearer. But we could use but 360 could have something like the weather chasers, the mobility, and like some of the new stations are doing now, they're having more mobile power. So they can drive to the areas where there's new sources and be that source for them.
Well, that makes sense. Let me ask our guest this question. With the Illinois Media School, does it also get into some of the technological skills such as hooking up sound systems, you know, being you specialize in some things, an audio technician or being able to, you know, repair a problem with a computer, the software? How
into the technological aspect does Salem Law Media School exist? Sure. So we have a lot. So it's an eight month program, and each month we have 4 weeks of work. So each week is dedicated to different aspects. So the first month we started with Adobe Audition and Adobe Premiere, which is the sound engineering and the film production aspect of media. So we learned how to create commercials for our stations. So we learned how to sound engineer our own voices on Adobe Audition and really tailor to the company of our choosing. So we chose different companies, different restaurants, and we made commercials for them. So that was fun. We then delved into green screen. We know how to green screen manipulations, keying frames in software, the live stream software is what we use for our streaming service. We know how to do that. When it comes to building sound stages, we know the XLR cables, to the mic. So there is a lot that we have learned through the 8 month spot that we've been at the school, and they have other emphasis classes that lets you really fine-tune film production and or audio engineering. So it is a very great to when it comes to encompassing all realms of media, not just on-air talent, but being a production assistant, being a floor executive producer, being a director. The list goes on and on. But amazing.
And one thing that I was impressed about the Illinois Media School is that it's right in the heart of the community at 3711 South Ashland, and this facility is accessible. The entire building has so many different schools of training and learning, and this is really what is going to make an impact, I think, on the economy for this generation of people coming up that are preparing to start families and so forth. There's a need for skills. There's a need for skills that are useful in today's world. And so the Illinois Media School is so much needed because the communication is such a big industry and such a growing industry. So to have that facility where it's accessible to people in the inner city, and it's a program that once you finish it, you have some life skills, you have some experience. I think that's the critical thing. So we need more of that. We need more places where young people are coming out of, either coming out of high school or maybe wanting to switch careers, but have real skills that can empower them. Because you can take this skill and you can create your own company, you can work for another company, but however you do it, you have a skill, and that's the critical thing, having a skill that people need that they will pay you for, or they will hire you for, or they will seek you out, and it can sustain you. And this is what is going to make a difference. Now, we got to take one last break, and I know we've got a couple more callers on the line, and of course, if you're on our switchboard now, please press 1. And when we come back, if you all can stay with us for this last
One thing that, you know, I just want to correct a little error. So we're in 105 West Adams.
Oh, okay.
So we were at a school convention at AIM,
okay.
The Aviation Institute of Maintenance. So right there, we're just, you know.
Okay. So that would be, all right.
Correction.
So your location is, again, where is that location again?
105 West Adams, Suite 1900 and 455 Eisenhower Lane in Lombard, Illinois. So there's two campuses in Illinois. There's a campus in Ohio, Colorado, Miami, and I believe I'm missing one. So type in the Beyond Air Network. You'll see all the schools that are aligned with the Beyond Air Network.
Beyond Air Network. Okay. Well, that is great. Well, because I attended an event, I guess, hosted by the aviation,
Aviation School of Maintenance?
Aviation School of Maintenance and Aviation Institute of Maintenance, I think, yes. And they hosted a lot of different trade schools to kind of give us a showcase of what is available. And you can learn skills and not necessarily have to go to a 4-year institution before you can start working. And Illinois Media School was one of those that were showcased. And we got a chance to see how many of the students are learning and experiencing their craft. And so you can start your career without having to go through 4 years of training. And these trade schools are going to be critical for jump-starting our economy as we evolve out of this pandemic and get back into the work world. So we're going to take this last break, and we'll be right back to take more of your calls. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9225. Press 1 when you want to speak. And if you're watching us live on Facebook, of course, feel free to write in your comments, and we'll share them with our listening audience. And we will be right back after this last break. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences.
we can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
And we are back for our last portion of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, co-host Kareem Hamid, and our guests today, Ebony Trotter and Marlon Nehu of the Illinois Media School. And this is a place that you can learn some cutting-edge skills and enter the field of communication. If you, like many people, you know, want to be an Oprah or, you know, people, everybody thinks they can do what she does.
Oprah, but better is
Oprah,
what I like.
Oprah, but better.
I need
better,
all
yeah.
of that word.
Yeah.
And radio.
Right. Because nowadays you got to be able to do it all. And
people think it's easy being able to keep a conversation going, ask the right questions, make sense, not stutter, you know. It really takes some concentration. And sometimes my biggest thing is to speak without saying, And my speech teacher called it vocalized pauses. So to be able to speak fluently and to be able to carry a thought and have a conversation that is interesting, it's not as easy as it looks, especially when you have to be multitasking, as we often are. You have to be watching cues, signals, sometimes operating switchboards if you're doing radio as well. And nowadays, you are doing, most of it is, you know, radio, TV sometimes. You're operating a lot of different aspects of communication. But one thing I wanted to ask you about that I think being in a situation where you probably interact with a lot of different groups, different ethnic groups and so forth, I would think that because we tend to have a more diverse population or diverse interaction, that there would be less stereotypes and more harmonious interaction between various so-called racial groups. What has been your experience in terms of the people that you've grown up with? I think Ebony said you grew up in a, you know, predominantly white community. And, of course, Marlon, you're from Haiti, which is a whole other cultural experience. But what has been your experience in interacting with people, say, you know, Hispanic, Asian, European background? Is it a lot less prejudiced, I should say? What has been your experience?
I grew up in Glenview, Illinois, so that is also a predominantly white neighborhood. So when I was growing up in that neighborhood, they never really showed color. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grew up as children. Our innocence was blinded by the racial, you know, blurred lines that may be. So, you know, growing up, I never really took prejudice to that level. I always saw the person in front of me, not the color. So it really brought my internal comfort to, you know, be just me. I just have to be me because that's all I can be is me. And it doesn't matter if it's this, white, if it's purple, brown. We speak the same. We bleed the same, like Ebony said. We're the same. Like, it's culturally, we're not the same, but humanistically, we are. That's my take on that. I never really thought, but, like, I know that it's out there. And I know that we have to work on the people that don't have the perspective that I may have, that Ebony may have, because of the way that we were brought up.
So, Ebony, what's been your experience?
I believe growing up where I have, it's given me just an opportunity to just be that much more open to other cultures and their, you know, diversity and just different experiences. Like Marlon said, like, we have the privilege of growing up as just kids, you know. I find that the racial thing has definitely grown a lot in these last few years, more so than it has been just in the past, because coming where I'm coming from, you know, if there was a racial stereotype, more so, you know, it's those people that weren't even facing those stereotypes that were the ones educating others about, like, why are you saying that? Like, you just think because some person's a certain type of way that this is how they behave or this is how they act. And that was, it was beautiful to me because that was a culture I was able to grow up in. And I feel like not only myself, but my entire community, it's a welcoming place. And, you know, by just the mouth, because, you know, everybody has stereotypes. It's whether or not you're going to feed into them. Like, of course, yes, they exist, but do they exist within your own mind and your own perspective? And are you willing to, you know, unlearn those previously taught behaviors? Because like I said, they get that from previous education. You know, everything is taught and everything is learned. So if someone's not taught any different and they don't know any different, then they probably are more susceptible to, you know, distribute those stereotypes because they haven't been in an atmosphere or culture when those stereotypes aren't prevalent. So in order for them to not even, those people are stereotypes themselves, you know, we just have to break down all the walls together. And I appreciate my community for, you know, the young woman it saves me to be.
And Viata joined us here on Facebook Live. Viata is our Friday morning host and being with Viata. One thing that I was observing, even when we had a lot of the Black Lives Matter protests, a lot of it was led by young people of various racial, ethnic backgrounds, various nationalities, and it was mostly the millennials that were kind of spearheading it. I noticed a lot of times when there is still holding on to prejudice, it tends to be older people. And it tends to be people that either have been kind of brainwashed by old media stereotypes or people who didn't grow up in a diverse community. So how do we, is there a way to reach the older generation that in some ways is still holding on to prejudice as a way of life? And, or do we just have to wait to just, you know, kind of die out? I mean, but do you think it's, is it possible for them to learn better?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to start this. Well, I have banana, my grandma and yes, I mean, it is possible, but with the older generation, you know, they are kind of stuck in their ways. It's just depending on their openness and their willingness to understand that those stereotypes maybe aren't so prevalent. I know experiencing things with my nana is way different than experiencing things with my grandma, because I guess my nana gets out more in the community. She's more social, but my grandmother, she's more so homebridden, so she doesn't get that exposure, and she doesn't get to see the world for what it's become and what it's evolved into. So she's mostly susceptible to the media and the, you know, the news, so it's always that media projection that's placed in their head. So she doesn't see the positive stories. All she sees is another cop shooting another child or another racial charged crime. Like, there's so many more, I don't know, stories and outlets that aren't being, I don't know, given to the people in order for them to understand. It's like, sometimes it seems as though that people want those behaviors to stay, and I think that we just keep pushing as, you know, younger people to educate the people that we love and care about, so understand, because they see how passionate we are and how beautiful the world can be when we talk about inclusion and connection, then I guess they get overjoyed, and I know they sense that, which is why they are more open to the things that I say and my ideals and, you know, that sense of communication.
Yes.
Can I speak to that?
Yes, go ahead.
We hear the terminology AI now.
Artificial intelligence.
Now, they are speaking of robotics in that field, but why would they use the terminology artificial intelligence? Well, the people that coined that phrase, they are pointing to what has occurred and what we have been living under. Intelligence means our way of thinking. And our thinking has been artificial.
Oh,
It has been constructed by those that are the enemy to human beings, and they give us color coding to identify each other by color code, which is an artificial construct. And we have been operating under artificial intelligence. And now Almighty God has moved us to what we have been speaking of here, a universal and global vision. And global vision. We are moving from out of the artificial construct to the original intelligence, that humanity is one. And Almighty God says to us in the Quran that he has created you various colors, nations, and tribes so that you become familiar with each other. And from that familiarity and that interaction, we are enjoying shared benefits from each culture, each race. We are deriving benefits from each group that brings that have housed within them their culture, their benefits, and we are all sharing in that. We are one soul, one humanity, but we have been operating under an artificial intelligence, an artificial way of thinking, and from how we think dictates our behavior and how we view one another. We are moving from out of artificial intelligence to the original way of thinking, the original intellect, that we are one humanity. And our the millennials and those like me, I'm from out of that artificial construct, and we represent a new mind, a new way of thinking, a new way of viewing the world and us in it. And it is growing. No one can stop it. There will be outlashes in trying to hold on to the artificial construct, but when God has willed a thing, there is not a power on earth to stop it. So we are grateful that those like me and our young people are recognizing the original way of thinking. And we will no longer, those shoes do not fit. The small box that we were all put in does not fit. They're too tight and they limit our mobility. Mobility and our movement forward. So the more we interact with each other, the more similarities we will see, and we will derive benefit from that. So I refuse to be trapped in that color coding identification for the human being.
That's the thing. That's the thing, Kareem, that I'm hoping that people change the language that's used, because we get stuck in identifying ourselves as minority or some other kind of denigrating thing. And I think we need to do away with descriptions that have to do with your color or your place on the earth where you were born, because none of that defines you. I think Reverend Jackson said, if someone can define you, they can confine you. I mean, they can keep you small, they say you're only a this and you're just a that. And we
that's
right.
We have been formed in an oppressive language, an oppressive language construct. Words are power. So we move from the oppressive language to the liberating language.
I like that.
We will not live in that environment.
Right. We're going to speak liberating language. So, So tell us, Marlon and Ebony, what's on for your show this Friday? What will you all be addressing? And
Marlon, you wanna?
Sure. So this Friday in Marlon's Closet, we will be talking about Ray-Ban. We're going to be talking about the designer behind Ray-Ban and where the Wayfarers seem to be.
Ooh.
And we're also going to be talking about our Glizzy review that we had. So Glizzy is a hot dog. We do hot dog reviews. And so we went to Flip's this past Friday. So we're going to be talking about our time at Flip and giving a review and the address for that. And what are we talking about with the horoscopes on Wednesday with that many days?
And so we got the horoscope. So born today with Ebony Jade, it's almost Virgo season.
Oh,
but we have a big segment to talk Chicago, which we're gonna cover what we did at the Aviation Institute. We're gonna talk about C-SPAN. We're gonna get into the details about that. While you have culture this scene, you have the kind of more of an idea of kind of a topic of it, and it's more so gossip and rumors and their relation to culture and how those negative messages kind of spread so much faster than the positive messages, and just trying to some different ways to portray those positive messages and get those better messages across. So it's always a juxtaposition between my take and Marlon's take on all aspects of everything that we talk about, and him and I are two very different people, so it creates that, a bunch of different
dynamic aspects of the show.
So,
and to tell us how people can tune in, where do we go to the listen in?
Yes, if you want to tune in, you can watch us live on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/theradioshow or on my personally, facebook.com/EbonyJade. We also go live on evolutionpop.com. That's when you get to hear us, you want to put on your headphones, speakers in your car, you're more than welcome to do that as well. If you miss it,
and if you have the TuneIn app.
Yeah, and if you miss it.
All right, well, we'll be listening in. Well, thank you all so much, and thanks to wonderful co-host Kareem C. And to all of you listening in and calling in, and join us tomorrow for Debbie. We're going to.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan,
Blog Talk Radio.
Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jumbo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu Alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.